Organizational issues. Today's organizational problems are intricate, unclear, and perplexing. They are not easily solved with straightforward fixes and often involve diverse cultural elements, different groups, conflicting goals, and isolated departments. These issues are ever-changing and unpredictable. Companies struggle to bring together the right people to solve these problems efficiently. Simply gathering them in one place is a challenge, and even when they meet, communication barriers and disagreements often hinder progress. Tackling complex problems often proves futile with standard diagnostic approaches. This common method wastes time by focusing on the wrong issues. Instead, a new consulting strategy called Humble Consulting, HC, is gaining ground. The term, humble, signifies an understanding of how challenging these problems are and how hard it is to make progress. The aim of HC is to help clients achieve what they cannot do alone, with the client ultimately deciding if the consultant was truly helpful. This consulting method avoids quick fixes and knee-jerk reactions. It uses initial diagnoses, adaptive moves, and limited intervention. Adaptive moves are small interventions that sequentially lead to other small interventions. The specific adaptive moves that a consultant suggests will depend on the client's particular problem. The most effective adaptive move is to help clients acknowledge their problem's messiness, understand that conventional solutions won't help, and accept that they need different problem solvers and fresh conversations. Useful responses. Humble consulting involves providing quick, helpful responses to either a part or the entirety of a large problem. It doesn't rely on traditional consulting tools, but on adaptive moves. Practitioners of humble consulting decide which initial actions will be most effective. This approach alleviates the worry of not knowing what to do initially. It allows the helper to be open and vulnerable. Humble consulting is not exclusive to consultants. Coaches, counselors, and parents can also benefit from this approach. It relies on building a trusting relationship with the client, removing the initial professional distance. Establishing a warm, friendly relationship, without being overly familiar, helps demonstrate that the helper is not in control and doesn't aim to be. First contact. In your initial client contact, express your intention to assist without implying you're there to diagnose or promote yourself. Instead, ask, "What problem are you trying to solve?" Be humble during interactions, showing a desire to work together to fix problems, not to impose solutions. Core assumptions of HC are caring about the client, being committed to assisting, being curious about their challenges, and aiming to understand their perspective on the problem. Help clients clarify their complex situations and explain that quick, adaptive moves often offer effective solutions, more practical than detailed diagnoses and interventions. The three C's. Humble consulting avoids exploratory conversation or diagnosis. Instead, engage in a positive, candid discussion to build a strong relationship. Managing this initial conversation requires the consultant to embody the three C's. 1. Commitment. Be emotionally prepared to help clients who will notice any lack of commitment. 2. Curiosity. Be genuinely curious about your clients and their challenges. Clients will sense any lack of curiosity. 3. Caring. Clients want to feel supported. Show your concern by caring about them as individuals. Start caring about your clients, initially strangers, by paying attention to what they say and think. Focus on their explanations rather than corporate materials. Clients will feel valued and respected. Relationships. Humble consulting relies on building and nurturing good relationships, which are based on mutual expectations from past interactions. In a relationship, both parties have similar expectations, which makes everyone feel comfortable. Both parties also share the responsibility of maintaining the relationship. If one person puts in the effort to strengthen the relationship while the other does not, the relationship suffers. In a weak relationship, there is no emotional connection, but in a strong one, the emotional bond is strong. There are four levels of relationships that people can share. 1. Level minus 1. These relationships are hostile or exploitative, such as those experienced by prisoners, POWs, slaves, elderly or emotionally ill people, people in unfamiliar cultures, and victims of con men or criminals. 2. Level 1. Emotions are not significant in these impersonal relationships. People understand intuitively what is expected of them, like saying, thank you, when someone gives them something. Level 1 relationships can be confusing, especially when people seek help from professional helpers like doctors, lawyers, ministers, social workers, counselors, and psychiatrists. There is a professional distance between the helpers and the clients, and the helpers feel they must react impersonally to personal information shared by clients. This can create a barrier to trust and openness. Most consultants operate at level 1 with their clients, which can work if the consultant understands the client's problem and has the skills to solve it. 3. Level 2 means moving beyond just seeing someone as a problem to solve to treating them as someone important. This makes the person feel comfortable and more willing to accept help. It's like shifting from being strangers to becoming acquaintances. At this level, helpers need to check if what they're doing is making a difference. 4. Level 3 is even deeper. It's like close friendships or love. But in professional settings, it's a no-go because it can lead to problems like favoritism. This is why therapists can't date their patients or co-workers can't get too close. At the start, when the helper and the person needing help first meet, they're at level 1. If things go wrong here, they might stay stuck at this level. Saying the right things can quickly move things to level 2, where they're more productive. So, managers who want to help their team members need to move past being just bosses. They should build relationships with their team, making everyone feel valued and heard. Listen. Humble consultants should listen carefully and show two types of empathy. In empathy 1, they listen to understand the client's problem. In empathy 2, they listen closely to find out what bothers the client about the problem. For example, if a client says, I'm worried about my employees' engagement. Can you help me create a more engaging culture? In empathy 1, the consultant should understand what the client means by engagement and culture. In empathy 2, they should ask, why does this worry you? To build a level 2 relationship, consultants should interact with clients without being distant or giving orders. It's important to personalize the relationship with the client, but not too quickly. If you become too familiar too soon, the client might take advantage of you. Avoid becoming too friendly or informal with your client, such as sharing meals, as this might create a sense of being too equal, which could reduce your effectiveness as a helper. Helpful dialogue. In humble consulting, the helper and client engage in a dialogic joint exploration, a free-flowing discussion where the outcome is uncertain. This contrasts with goal-oriented, competitive problem-solving often seen in time-limited situations. Humble consulting is based on 10 working propositions. 1. Understand the client's specific problem. 2. Obtain this information through open dialogue. 3. Build a level 2 relationship with the client, going beyond a superficial level 1 relationship. 4. Personalize the relationship for a level 2 relationship, but not excessively. 5. Humble inquiry is key for a special relationship, involving personal questions and expressing feelings and thoughts. 6. In the first contact, the helper explains the need for a personal relationship, reaching level 2. 7. The helper and client must have a joint dialogue. 8. Determine if the problem is one or overlapping ones needing more than one solution. 9. Both the helper and client must jointly decide on actions to address the client's problem or problems and develop priorities. 10. For a simple client problem, the helper can use a traditional consultative approach. For a complex problem, they should jointly plan the best adaptive moves. While this may not solve the problem, it can point to the best next move. The process. As a level 2 helper, avoid content seduction. Don't imagine yourself in the client's position. You're not the client and don't know their business or culture as they do. Your role is to catalyze and coach, not focus on your own abilities. Don't take over the client's problem. Clients must solve their own problems, handling diagnostic work and implementing solutions. Effective helpers involve clients in determining issues and solutions. Collaboration. Assist clients in creating effective strategies and understanding their potential outcomes. Offer guidance on the process. Clients often overlook how their desired changes can impact their company culture. They have goals but may need help with implementation and planning. Show them the right path forward and help them innovate in problem solving. 7. The helper and client must have a joint dialogue. 8. Determine if the problem is one or overlapping ones needing more than one solution. 9. Both the helper and client must jointly decide on actions to address the client's problem or problems and develop priorities. 10. For a simple client problem, the helper can use a traditional consultative approach. For a complex problem, they should jointly plan the best adaptive moves. While this may not solve the problem, it can point to the best next move. The process. As a level 2 helper, avoid content seduction. Don't imagine yourself in the client's position. You're not the client and don't know their business or culture as they do. Your role is to catalyze and coach, not focus on your own abilities. Don't take over the client's problem. Clients must solve their own problems, handling diagnostic work and implementing solutions. Effective helpers involve clients in determining issues and solutions. Collaboration. Assist clients in creating effective strategies and understanding their potential outcomes. Offer guidance on the process. Clients often overlook how their desired changes can impact their company culture. They have goals but may need help with implementation and planning. Show them the right path forward and help them innovate in problem solving. Key points. 1. Humble consulting helps tackle complex problems by assisting clients without imposing solutions. 2. It avoids quick fixes, using adaptive moves and limited intervention instead. 3. The consultant builds a level 2 relationship with the client, showing commitment, curiosity, and care. 4. Effective dialogue involves joint exploration, emphasizing understanding the client's specific problem. 5. The process involves determining overlapping problems, jointly deciding on actions, and planning adaptive moves. 6. Helpers must avoid content seduction, catalyzing, and coaching rather than taking over the client's problem. 7. Collaboration includes assisting clients in creating effective strategies and understanding potential outcomes.